Hello, everybody. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy.
And this is a
Amy and Haley podcast.
Today we're doing a book review, long awaited from me. We were supposed to read it a long time ago, and Amy kept pushing it and pushing it back. Finally, though, we had nothing else.
That's right. So we resorted.
It is The Bridge Kingdom by Danielle Jensen.
I'm pretty excited to hear your thoughts, because this book is a fantasy, romance, the things we like. But also, based on our previous podcasts, it's like we found that from our other reviews, there's different things that you like, that I don't like, and I like, but you don't like. And so, I was thinking about you as I was reading this. I'm like, does Haley like this?
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't think about you until a little bit later in the book.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll give a short synopsis about what the book's about. So it's about these two kingdoms, and so there's a daughter from one of the kingdoms, and she is sort of trained to be an assassin. And then there is a king of the other kingdom, and he's kind of the kingdom that has the power over the other islands, mm-hmm. because they have this bridge that helps with trade. And so obviously having the means for transportation is, and since they control it, that's like really helpful for them. And so they made an agreement that he's supposed to marry this daughter. And so that's why she's trained to be an assassin, is to sort of take over from the inside and try to take control of the bridge for her father, because he feels like this kingdom has had too much power. And so that's basically what it's about.
That is perfect. Did you rehearse that?
No.
Like, that was...
But it felt very clear.
Maybe it's hinting something of how you're gonna rate it.
You see what I can do when I've just finished the book?
Incredible!
Okay. So,
it's time for us
to rate it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Four stars. Excellent. Nice. Yeah. Back on track.
I'm going to be honest. I think with fantasy, we tend to be similar.
Were we similar with the thieves? The thieves.
I think so, honestly, okay. Actually.
Okay.
Because we both kind of were like, it was kind of slow,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually been a while since we've, like, done a book review.
Yeah. It's actually very exciting. I'm so happy.
Yeah, I know. We need to reconnect with books.
I've, like, missed it because this gives us something to really talk about. We have a concrete subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a lot of feelings. Okay, because here's what I wanted to say, is that I binged the first 3/4 of it one night.
Oh, snap.
And so then it took me, like, another day or two to finish it. Mm-hmm. So I just finished it, did we say last night?
Mm-hmm.
To finish the last, like, 20%.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be honest, spoilers right now.
Spoilers.
Is that at that point where he finds out she is actually an assassin.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I forgive you. And then she's like, I have to go back and destroy all the letters.
Yeah.
I had to zoom ahead to find out what happened. Because obviously, a letter gets out.
Yes!
And I was like, I'm not built for this suspense. So I literally went forward to the part where I found out sort of how it went out. And then I was like, okay. And then I went to bed. And in my head, I had sort of finished
the book.
Right. And I was like, okay, but to finish, actually, I need to actually finish so I don't miss anything, really. Uh-huh. Because I was like, I hate, like, miscommunication. Destroy all the letters.
Yeah.
Or tell him that you wrote on the back so absolutely nothing gets out. I was like, I understand as, like, a plot point, but as a reader, I was like, no. Right?
Haley, if you call my boyfriend right now, he will attest and tell you that I skipped
as soon as I found out in that scene where the king was like, oh, I mean, the prince or whatever, he's like, oh, I forgive you. Is there anything you need to tell me? No, I didn't. And then I was like, no, I'm going to skip these pages.
And I, too, skimmed through until I got to that part where it was like, I get what happened.
Yeah. Did you go back and reread?
No.
Right. So you just skimmed it.
Yeah, because it's heart-wrenching.
I know. But here, I did it purposefully so that I wouldn't skim. So I just kind of, like, went through with the intention of, like, yeah, I'll go back. Because I don't want to, like, I knew that if I tried to, like, read it, I would have just be skimming it until that part. So once I found out the part, then I was like, I can go to bed and finish it later. So that was, like, my intention. That's smart. That I didn't want to, like, miss parts. Yeah.
For me, well, I feel you. I didn't think about that. I was just like, just skim, just find it. Just keep going. Read. But was I really reading? I'm not sure.
Because also that's the part where they, like, had more of the romance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did skip that.
But the anticipation of, like, what is going to happen.
You can't enjoy the romance when you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. So, the plot twist, though, with her sister.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, so she wasn't a nice sister. I thought she was a nice sister.
Yeah.
That surprised me.
I was like, she gave you an opportunity to be free, but she didn't care about freedom.
Yeah, she wanted
death.
She's evil, yeah. I do kind of like how the author finished it, because it did entice me to want to read the second one, because if she had just ended it, and I feel like sometimes that is how it ends, with him being like, I'm so upset at you, and that's the end.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, she kind of, like, built it up of, like, oh, okay, she gave you the additional scene that I needed, where, like, she is fighting her way back to try to get back in the good graces of, like, the kingdom.
The people, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, now she's, like, actually trying instead of having given up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll read it.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think I'll read it either. But I think the book was, like, solid. Like,
yeah.
It's nothing against this book.
Yeah. To be fair,
reading more.
It's four books. The series is four books. And I'm thinking, that's too many. If it was three, maybe. Four?
Two would have been better.
Yeah, two would have been better. I agree. Four is too many.
And I also think, because I looked at the other covers, but I didn't realize that there was four. It's about, like, another couple.
Oh. Oh, okay, then in that case, maybe I would read it.
Oh, I still wouldn't, but...
Maybe, like, the first two? Because then, is it, like, two?
Oh.
Of, like, their story, and that kind of resolves, and then maybe the next... Right? Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay, so, like Dance of Thieves, just read the other one and then tell me if it's good.
Yeah, because to be honest, I did read the second one.
Did you finish?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. It was better than the first.
Ooh.
And I did, you know, that was in the TikTok saying that...
Yeah, the second one was good.
Yeah, and I agree.
The you think second I should read it then?
Mm-hmm. The second one was good.
Ooh. Because I remember you were struggling. You're like, oh, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
I started a little bit.
Yeah. But once you get past it, then it was good.
Mm.
Like, not, it's not like, obviously the part that I was intrigued about with that one was that when they come back, because we knew something had happened. Mm-hmm. And so once you get past the part of them returning and finding out something's wrong, then it's like immediately ramped up, right? So like, I just had to get, like, they had to come back to figure out something was wrong.
Uh-huh.
So you just had to get through that part.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that's kind of like, get there already, because we already know.
Yeah. Mm. So from there, it was like, oh, okay, and it was good. And I was like, great, I can't wait to tell Amy that it was good, and she should read it. But disclaimer, once you finish that section, then it's really good.
Okay.
Like, okay.
So, for Dance of Thieves, you had rated that 4, so would this one be like, no, that one was like 3.5 and then 4, but
like
this is more
three,
4.
Yeah, so like 3 and then 4.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, now I'm excited. Okay, added to my list.
So back to this book.
Okay, sorry,
You did buy it.
Yes.
Do you feel it is a good addition to your collection, or are you kind of like, I wish I didn't buy it?
Okay, so there's two separate thoughts here. Mm-hmm. Because I did buy it because they didn't have it at the library, and this was one of the books that I requested in a list of books from the library, and they didn't respond to this request. And so after I finished this book, I received an email saying that I have a book on hold at the library, and it's The Bridge Kingdom. I'm like, oh! So in a way, I was like, oh, maybe I, like, shouldn't have bought it. But I hadn't, like, finished, like, completely processing the book. Because sometimes after you read a book, you gotta process it, see how you feel about it. And so thinking back at the book, I think I would reread it.
Oh, okay.
Because in the first part of the book, I think it's very straightforward. But then once the main character, like, she gets to know, like, the kingdom, and then going through, it's, like, very political. Like, it gets political. You have to remember, like, which kingdoms are sending the boats and then all of that. I think that I didn't, like, really capture all of that. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, politics. You know, even when they were, like, in the war room and all that, too, I'm like, eh. So I think I would reread it. And in a sense, like, the book as a whole is like really good. It has a balance of like everything, and so yes, I do not regret it. I am glad it is in my collection.
Okay, that's good. I was kind of concerned about the second book. If it's all politics, that would be very boring for me personally. However, for you, you might actually like it in that case.
It needs to have a good balance, I think, for me to really be. It needs to have action and politics. Like, if it has just politics, I think that's too much.
Yeah, so that's why I was kind of on the fence. That's more why I would consider not reading it, is because in my head, she has to get him back. So obviously they're going to be doing a lot of scheming.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure how much of the book that is. Them scheming and then them trying to get him back, and then when she gets him back, he doesn't trust her, and then the rest of the book is her trying to get him to trust her. And then them trying to take control of the bridge. So I think them taking control of the bridge with him back is the part that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing for me to read. So I'm not entirely sure how, but that's pretty much what the story is, I imagine.
Yeah, basically, you are Spark Notes.
So it'll be interesting.
That sounds exactly like what to expect from the book.
That's 100%. If anybody has read the second book and they're like, you're wrong, well,
comment below.
Yeah, because then I'll read it. Then I'll be like, oh, it's something fresh, something new.
Yeah. I did want to tell you that we mentioned in maybe like the previous podcast where whenever we talk, we're in a reading slump. So I have to make it known that I'm not in a reading slump.
Wow, that's exciting. Wait, what have you been reading then?
Well, the thing is that I just started reading, before Bridge Kingdom, I was reading Serpent and Dove. And so, I was finished reading through that, and then I was like, oh no, I need to finish Bridge Kingdom, I need to read Bridge Kingdom. And the funniest thing is that I haven't read books with the same trope and the same, like very similar, like, back-to-back before. And so, Serpent and Dove is also enemies to lovers, it's also fantasy, it's also, like, what is it? Marriage of Convenience. So I'm like, it's the same book. But Serpent and Dove is like YA, I think. And this one is more, I think, like more mature themes.
Oh, okay.
And so in Enemies to Lovers, like we said, there's like always a betrayal. Like the moment when they realize there's a reason why you are enemies. And so I can only take so much of that, you know? But then reading it back to back, almost reading it back to back, it took a toll on me. So like the next day I was emotionally very like off.
Oh,
I was like sad and like strange, and all I could think about was like the books. So I actually wouldn't recommend reading two like really really like emotionally betrayal tearing your heart up books back to back. So then now, I'm reading The Boyfriend Candidate. It is so good!
It's so good!
It's so good!
It's good, I know, right?
And then you can see how refreshing that is.
Yeah.
From, like, there's no stakes, and I'm okay.
Yeah.
With there being no stakes.
Yeah.
I'm, like, very happy.
Plus, it helps that the book is really good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
So good!
I know, it just, it makes me, I was like, I could have had this book.
But we didn't know.
Yeah, we didn't know. Now, I could get it again. Yeah. I was like, yeah. If I had bought it, I would have been happy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're reading that.
Yeah. It's the perfect book. And so, I think Serpent and Dove was like a 4-star book. And this one's a 4-star book. And I'm like, this one's a really good book.
That's good. So in that case, you know how we're always talking about if reading a good book before another book puts mm-hmm. it lower? I don't think it does, because if you like Serpent and Dove and rated it 4 stars, yeah. and then you read Bridge Kingdom and yeah. also rated it 4 stars.
Yeah.
You would think it would be lower if you mm-hmm. read the second book again.
Yes.
But that's not the case.
No. So, you know.
So myth busted.
Myth busted, yes. Now I need for you to experience that and then. Oh, do you already experience that? Just like.
Well, yeah, I don't think my reading is affected by what I've read.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were the one that was, I was the one who believed it. Yeah. You were unsure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wanted to say that because I read the two books back to back and they had like similar themes, I find myself like comparing like the books to see like the differences. And so I loved Arin. Is that his name?
Aaron. Yeah.
Oh, like double A-R-O-N.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like,
well,
R.
It's Aaron.
I was thinking Arin, like, are you okay? A-R-E.
I got you. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. So I loved his character, and whenever they were traveling around in boats, I just thought of the Moana theme song. And so I was just really, like, really into him. I'm like, oh, he's like a king, and he's kind, and he's strong, and he's a warrior. Did you not like him?
I wouldn't say
that. I was
that.
Going off of the facial expression here.
Like, but I didn't feel that, like, into him. Like, I was like, yeah, he's a good love interest.
Oh.
I liked his sister.
Oh.
Because she was, like, skeptical. Because I was like, why are you trusting this girl? Like, his sister was skeptical and was like, hey, you should be wary of, like, what you show her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. Especially knowing, like, I know she is an assassin. I'm like, why are you trusting this girl? Like, why? Are you dumb? That he's like, yeah, she's just so innocent and, like, can't do anything. And I was like, based off, like, what? Just because you met her once? And, like, that was your immediate assumption, and especially because she was, like, she has scars and her hands are calloused. That seems like a pretty solid indicator that she's not some helpless maiden that you rescued, right? So I was like, yeah, he's, like, noble, but in the sense of, like, a gullible man.
Oh, yeah.
Was
I saw it more like he saw the goodness in others.
Yeah.
I chose to believe.
I like that he, like, cared for his town, and he wanted something better for them to try and, like, facilitate. But I was like, as a leader, you have to be conscious and alert. This bridge, and you're just showing this girl from the other kingdom, like, everything.
Yeah.
I was like, sir. And especially... And I was like, I felt bad, you know, when he sent the letter and it was, like, in benefit for her. And that's the other thing, like, with her, I was like, yeah, I liked her at the beginning more when she's, like, seems capable of stuff. And then when it starts, like, she's sliding into, like, the romance and it seems like she becomes less, then I'm like, burn all of the letters! Say something! Like, I wish she had, like, caught it. But then I guess you would have, like, no.
Yeah.
But I think there is a way.
I totally feel you.
Minus yeah. the whole gullible king part.
Yeah. I loved when he told her about what was really going on in her kingdom.
Yeah.
And he's like, we're going
yeah.
there.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like that never happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would just say something and like, oh, you just have to believe me.
Yeah.
Right? Not just like, no, we're just gonna drop everything and go there until you see that I'm telling the truth. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Balls.
I did like that he almost killed her. That kind of had some backbone to protect. You know, because they were watching her to make sure she didn't go
yeah.
home.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that was something.
Yeah.
But I did... The bridge itself, in terms of the story of how they're separate islands with a bridge that connects them, is kind of confusing to me.
Yeah.
Like, also that they have many islands and they have one, like, Arendelle. That's how I pronounced it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like Arendelle. Sounds right. Yeah. So they have a whole, like, town. It was just, like, hard to visualize what they really were hard talking to about. Yeah.
So I imagined Moana Islands.
Yeah.
And then the bridge was pretty hard.
Was, like,
I'm like
a tunnel, right? Like, yeah. It was, like... Like, I imagined it like the Disneyland rail.
Oh, yeah.
But enclosed. Oh. So it's, like, this big oval that they have packed with, like, dirt on the inside. Like, it was, you know, like, sort of The Incredibles?
Yeah, yeah.
How they have that ball that moves on that thing. Yeah. Like, it's just kind of hard to picture.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean this bridge that's connects all of these islands that's big enough to, like, you can have, like, cattle go through? I was, like, I couldn't quite imagine.
I imagined, think, like, the Golden Gate Bridge, but no, like, things in the air, like, the lines or whatever. It's, like, it's just, like, a big, like, the Golden Gate Bridge.
Uh-huh.
And then just, like, super long, like, in San Diego, you know how they have that bridge to the Coronado Island?
Mm.
So, like, big like that.
Okay.
And then when they were inside of it, I just imagined, like, there were, like, doors that you can go into, like, the legs of the bridge.
Oh, so, like, they're not really inside the bridge. They're inside the leg of the bridge. But and then you're at the top?
No, like, yeah. And then, like, you climb to the top.
But so, like, the top is, like, open.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's what in my head.
I mean, to be fair, that is what a bridge is. But the way they described it...
Like, the marks. Like, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, because I'm like, if it's a bridge that you can see... So, like, you could see people at the top of the bridge? Like, the way they described it made me see that they can't see it. See the things that are on top. So, my brain then created, it's enclosed. And, like, the way the door opens is like... Like a car door, like, you know, the Tesla, but, like, opposite.
It comes
down. So, I mean, yeah, okay, now it's, like, if it's an open bridge that's very, like, are the walls really high? And so, like, you're saying it's, like, a trap door that you, like, come in and then the door opens like this?
Yeah, like, think, like, two levels. Like, there's a level under the bridge. And, like, if we're talking in, like, modern terms, imagine, like, cars go on top. So that's, like, the cattle going on top. But then underneath the cars, like, if there was a, like, you know, like, a sewer thing, you know, like, you go in, there's, like, a second level. And that's the one that I imagine that they, like, travel through secretly. And then on top is, like, a bridge with two levels, basically. A two-level bridge. And they're, like, inside. And then they're... It's up to people's imaginations, honestly.
Yeah, I guess in that sense, if we reread it... Maybe we'll try to focus on the bridge. Because she didn't necessarily describe it in concrete details.
No.
It was like, a bridge!
Yeah. And then, look at the bridge!
Yeah, whoa, bridge!
It's a big bridge!
Yeah, because I'm like, when they're confused about how to enter the bridge, why would you be confused if the bridge is open? But I guess in this world, there are no, like, planes anything that would carry you or, like, to balloons.
Yeah.
So I guess... I would like to see a book. I mean, a movie. Is she having a party, like a release party? We can meet her and be like, hey, what does this bridge look like?
Here's a piece of paper. Can you draw it?
Yeah, I'm like, you had to have some sort of, like, guideline for what this looked like.
Yeah.
Or did you just, or no.
Yeah.
You just wrote about a bridge.
And named the book.
Bridge
the Bridge Kingdom.
Yeah, so I liked it for the majority of it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm glad we finally read it, because when I first started reading it, I was like, wait, this is actually really good. Because I remember I had, like, when we first put it on, it was because I had said, oh yeah, there's this book, but, like, that I saw on TikTok. But I had it on my Kindle for a very, very long time, and I wasn't interested in reading it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, like, it didn't really pull me in. Yeah. And then I had it on there for so long, because I was like, eventually, I'll just decide to, but then I took it off. Because I was like, let's be real.
I'm not gonna read it.
I feel like I had talked to you about it, when we first, like, not as an actual topic, but mm-hmm. when we first started our podcast, mm-hmm. I was, like, talking about my Kindle, and that was one of the ones that I had on there.
Oh, wow.
That was just sitting there, and then we put it on because we're like, well, we need books.
Yeah.
And then it just kept dropping.
It did, and then we're like, are we ever going to read it?
Yeah, and then, so then when I first started reading it, I was like, wait, this is actually good.
Oh, yeah.
This was a good one to put on our list. So I was happy about that.
Yeah. I'm happy we read it, too. Because I think a lot of, like, the TikToks that feature it, they market it as, like, oh, if you're in a book slump from reading, you know, the popular books, like Fourth Wing or A Court of Thorns and Roses mm-hmm. or whatever, they're like, read this! And so I'm like, well, then it better be good. I am happy. Because fantasy romance is hard, I think, because the standards are so high now, where people have a certain expectation of what it should be. That's what I think. It's like, you can't have too much romance, can't have too much fantasy, or else you'll draw the wrong audience, and then they won't like your book.
In my head, fantasy romance is
the easiest.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think I've read a single one. I mean, yeah, that's like bad, like in the same sense that a romance book can be bad. And especially I feel like there's so many of those that one, we have differing opinions with, mm-hmm. and two, we have different opinions with the collective internet. If I list all the books that have we read one single fantasy romance book that was recommended to us that we didn't like, oh, me immediately thinking of one. The one about the envy and, like, greed. Kingdom of the Wicked?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess there goes that. But in my head, we struggle more with, like, other books.
Oh, yeah.
When I think of the ones we didn't really like, they tend to be romance.
We should make, like, an Excel sheet so we can track. And then create a data table so we can see. Analytics. Could really get this down to the numbers.
Because I can list them, you know? We didn't like...
I forgot a lot.
That blue one with the daisies.
Yeah.
And we didn't like Spanish Love Deception.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they tend to be mediocre, but the fantasy ones are all, like, at least good-ish.
I think also Sorcery of Thorns.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like...
Eh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't think of anything else. I'll have to look.
But, like, the one with, like, the movie star and the bodyguard. Is it called the bodyguard? The bodyguard? Is it just called the bodyguard?
Yeah, it is, actually.
We read that one, right?
Yeah. Did we like it?
It was, like, eh.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was.
Like, what? I mean, what are, like, your favorites? Six of Crows?
Yeah.
Fantasy?
Fantasy.
Fourth Wing? Fantasy? I mean, I guess Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Fiction.
But what was, like, your 5-star romance?
Beach Read.
But that was before. We didn't read that one for a tick.
I don't have a lot of 5-star romances, and I think...
See, so it's harder, I think.
That's a good point. Yeah.
But they either are, like, eh, or, like, 5 stars. I think you're right. I need the data, because I'm just talking.
But the funny thing is that you're talking, and nothing's coming to my head. So you're the only thing filling my head. I'm like, oh yeah, she's right. That would be interesting, though, to see. But I only keep track of my 5-star books, and there's not a lot of romance in there. The only thing, pure romance. Contemporary romance. I only have Better Than the Movies and Beach Read. I think that's it.
Yeah, so that's pretty limited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like for me, the romance, the contemporary romances I read, more often than not go unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
4 stars.
Or, like, I start reading it, and I'm immediately, like, not that interested, so mm-hmm. I end it, and I don't even count it in my tally, because I'm, like, that early in it. Like, it has to... Whereas fantasy, at least the story... pulls you in, and you need less of, like, the romance or the dialogue. Okay, like, it's more the,
It's got two things going for it.
Yeah.
So if one is lackluster, if the other one's good, it'll pull it through. I see what you mean.
Yeah, because even then, like, if it's just fantasy, you know, they focus more on character building mm-hmm. than romance, which is solely based off how you feel about the romance.
Yeah. Okay. Strong points.
Thank you.
Consider my angle changed.
Great. I'm so glad I can convince you.
Yes, I'm convinced. I am reading a really good romance right now, so.
That's true. I think I did rate that one 5 stars. It was very good. But that wasn't recommended via TikTok. That was.
It wasn't.
We were at the place. We saw it and thought, I read the back and I thought, this sounds good. But I was like, I don't want to buy it in case it's not good. Then we read it at the library, yeah. And then it was good.
Can you imagine if it was not good and you bought it? What do you do with books that you read and
I don't still like? Have them, but that's why, Amy. That's why I turned that one down, because I was like, I bought too many books that I don't like. So I learned, I was like, I won't do this. But then I did it. And then I liked it. I should have bought it.
You never know. Okay, speaking of buying books, the big anticipated Iron Flame is coming out. And I, just one night, I was just like laying there and I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, so excited to read it, right? Because the first book was so good. I'm just hoping it doesn't have like second book syndrome or whatever it's called, where it like, it sucks. Like, or it's like, it's too much politics, you know? Or, like, betrayal. Or they make you hate one of the characters that you liked. And then I'm stuck with the book. And I wanted the first one because I liked it. So I'm scared, Haley. I'm scared. Because also, imagine this. This is the author's plan all along. Just make, like, she has a captive audience now, right? Everyone's anticipating Iron Flame. Then, you make Iron Flame so controversial that people have to read the third book. That would be cruel.
But controversial because you think she makes a character everybody likes evil?
Yeah. Or, like, does something that,
I mean, you know. It's so hard to know because the fact that it's so many books.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no idea.
It's gonna be interesting. So that was one of the things I was thinking about.
I know I am nervous. I don't know if the podcast knows this, but Amy and I are going to do a reading marathon when Iron Flame comes out.
Yep.
And so we're going to be reading it together, and that's more what I've been thinking about, of what is it like to read a book that somebody else is reading right next to you. The same book, started at the same time, because I'm going to be honest, I'm someone who's, like, competitive.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just being realistic.
But what is there?
I'm worried that what if I just see you turning pages and I'm like, I gotta speed it up.
In my head, you are a much faster reader than I am. Much faster.
I'm just like, I'm worried about that. I'm like, I'm gonna have to turn away from you. But then I'll be hearing you. I'm like, what is...
I'll flip the pages silently.
How are we gonna set this up? And I was like, I'm probably thinking about it for no reason, but obviously I'm immediately leaping to like, oh my god. So that's what I'm thinking about.
Well, the thing is that we have to set ground rules. If something happens and someone is like ahead, you can't be like, oh my gosh!
Yeah, well, I'm not really a vocal reader, are you?
Well, not until you sit with someone, maybe. Like, oh my gosh, like, look at me and be like, oh, did you read that? We should stop at certain parts.
Oh, okay.
And then connect. Like, at the end of a chapter or something. Not every chapter. Calm down.
See, I thought, like, at the end of every hour, we'd be like, this is how far we got.
Yeah, but what if I'm, like, significantly behind you? That's why I'm like, oh, no.
But yeah, like, at that hour, we could reconvene on, like, what if there's something we want to talk about.
Oh, okay. Like, oh, what page are you on?
I know, but at the same time, I don't really want to talk about it, because what if, as I'm reading, I'm thinking things. Am I going to say that to you? Will that not ruin your reading experience? Like, what if I'm like, oh my god, obviously they're going to make, you know, she's going to lose her arm.
And then I'm like, really? I didn't think about that.
Yeah, yeah, like, I don't, like, we can't. We can't.
But what if it's like a different reading experience, like being open to a different reading experience, because like we're never gonna do this.
Yeah, okay. Okay, something to consider.
Yeah.
We'll have to think about it, because I don't know.
On the day of. I mean, we're doing it, so.
Because I guess if we're talking about it and then I go like, don't tell me, then we'll know. Right? Like, what if, you know? Does that make sense?
No, can you elaborate?
That if you're saying, oh, do you want me to tell you my theory? Oh. I say, no, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Whereas other times, like, I might be like, yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm ready to hear your theory. Because I have one of my own.
Ooh.
You know? Like, if we were reading Bridge Kingdom. Yeah.
Tit for tat.
And I was like, Amy, can you believe this?
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Should be exciting.
The wheels are turning. I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah, because, like, no, I'm serious. We're not gonna do this. I feel like, again, this is what I mean. Like, the chances of the hype and our timing of reading everything and getting a book when it, like, comes out, that's not likely.
Yeah.
It's a very special moment. So I'm
very excited.
We'll take it with open arms. Everything and anything.
Well, because I'm like, when we finish it, we'll be able to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Of, like, the maximum hype level that we'll ever be at is right when we finish the book.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. If it's really bad, we will not be hyped. We will be so disappointed. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll
That's
see.
The exciting part. On to our song of the week. Mm-hmm. I had one, and it's called Lady Killer.
Ooh. On theme.
Right. I thought it was appropriate. It's by Maddie Zam. I had recommended another song from her, so she had just released her album.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like that song, and I thought it was appropriate.
Because today is Halloween?
No, because Bridge Kingdom.
Oh.
And Lana, whatever her name is a lady killer.
Oh. The
song's not really about killing, just so you know.
My song is Selfish by Nick Jonas and the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
Because Laura was selfish to keep the secret to herself.
I'm sorry, Laura?
I think it's Laura.
Is that how you pronounce it in your head? Laura?
Laura. L-A-U-R-A.
We really just were out and about.
What did you call it?
Well, if it was Laura.
Oh, Laura.
But you said Laura?
Yeah, because I don't know a Laura. But I do know a Laura.
Wait, so I went Aaron. And Laura. And you went Aaron?
Uh-huh. And Laura.
Interesting.
Excellent.
Comment. If you guys have read it, what do you think their names are? But now that I think about it, does she tell you how to pronounce it?
No.
Really?
She doesn't. Why would she?
Well, I thought that there was, like, a thing in the back that said, like, this is how you pronounce the names. Sometimes they do that.
Oh, yeah, sometimes they do.
Does it not?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. Okay. Well.
Oh, but there's a picture of the bridge!
There is?
Look!
It's definitely not enclosed.
It's not.
Interesting.
It all makes sense now.
Kind of. I mean, they don't have the other island. Oh, they have this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, that's where she's from.
But that's the city.
The port. Yeah. Yeah. But you don't have the other, like.
I'm sure it's, like, around. Oh, you know what? I think there's another map. You can tell I just jumped right into the
map. No, literally. Very interesting.
So maps are helpful in this case.
Okay.
All right.
Hope everybody has a great week.
And happy Halloween. Boo.